In about 6 months, the hammers and saws have given way to a chef's knife and the ripping of lettuce as preparations wrap up for the $14 million hotel's grand opening. Although the Berkshires are famous for several lodging options, Hotel on North marks a rare expansion into downtown Pittsfield.
It's all about the detail. The detail is what sets us apart from every other little cookie-cutter hotel out there.
Owner Lori Tierney is hopeful the attention to detail produces a wow factor for people who walk under the building's marquee and through its revolving door.
And I was stuffing insulation into the cracks, and I could hear someone say, "I can't remember the last time there was a revolving door on North Street," and they thought it was really cool. So it's kind of fun that we're bringing that back.
Unique items are scattered throughout the two 19th century buildings listed on the National Register of Historic Places. A cream separator serves as a hostess stand, wooden lumber carts are being used as coffee tables, and the building's original iron birdcage elevator's new purpose is still up in the air.
It's too pretty to get rid of. I don't know what we're going to do with it yet. We're going to put it over here. We're going to clean it up, put it over here in the corner, and just might put a little table in there, maybe a couple chairs. Maybe it'll be one of those places where somebody comes in and proposes. In a little iron elevator, right?
A wraparound bar with high top tables and separate dining areas can seat 125 people at the hotel's restaurant Eat on North. It will offer breakfast, lunch, dinner, a late night menu, and 24-hour room service. Chef Sean Corcoran says the restaurant itself will be an unmatched experience.
With locally sourced food, we have tacos on the menu, we have meatballs on the menu, nudie, so we're trying to draw from all sorts of different cultures around the world, and that's going to all tie into the experience that's out front, which is our raw bar, there'll be some cooking done out front. We also have a Burkle slicer, which is going to be out front, and that's a hand-cranked slicer for all of our house-made charcuterie.
Tierney and her business partners will run a retail store called Dory and Ginger on the first floor 7 days a week. It will offer jewelry, lifestyle gifts, and barware.
I'll show you a couple other rooms over here.
As Tierney explains, none of the hotel's 45 rooms, some extended stay, are identical. All have street views with refurbished floors, but offer a mix of wooden columns, painted and brick walls, clawfoot bathtubs, showers, and even one Japanese soaking tub. 125 bookshelves line the walls of the library suite, while a chandelier from the Fox Theater hangs from the ceiling.
And the Fox Theater, actually, the Beatles performed there once in the early in their career. So we like to say that that light that you're going to be sleeping under, the Beatles walked under at some point in their lives. How about that?
Antique skis, tennis rackets, and snowshoes from the Bessie Clark Menswear and Sporting Goods store that used to be run out of the building will adorn the walls. Separate conference areas and a ballroom allow for large gatherings, while a skylight creates an atrium on the upper floors.
So this, of course, will be social spaces. We'll have tables set up here so people can sit here and work on their computers. We'll have couches and chairs. Over there in the middle will be a nice floor-to-ceiling bookshelf. And then my idea is on the other two areas to have like little window seats so kids can curl up and read a book. Imagine that. Help and read a book.
It's been about 2.5 years since Tierney and her husband bought the buildings, which used to house two restaurants. Mad Jack's Barbecue and Spice Dragon closed their locations during hotel construction last year. Those spaces are now filled by the hotel restaurant and retail store. Tierney says hotel rooms are already close to being fully booked for some weeks in June.
It's our legacy. We want to bring something to downtown unlike anything they've seen. Certainly in this century.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.